at womenheart.org and by individual donors to PRI whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, florist, caterer, and eclectic bistro serving natural and organic foods located at University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet boxed lunches throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580. I'm Celeste Quinn. Our technical director is Kyle Mabry. It's 12:31. Tom Rogers is here with AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. The top Republican in the Illinois House is blasting a memo spelling out reasons to launch impeachment hearings against Governor Rod Blagojevich. House Minority Leader Tom Cross says the memo lays out a scheme to lie to the public. The memo was prepared by Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan for legislative candidates, but the talking points suggest that candidates deny Madigan had anything to do with the impeachment discussion. Candidates were told to say they researched impeachment on their own. Cross said today that Madigan shouldn't question the governor's trustworthiness, but then suggest that candidates lie. A Champaign County board member says he's supportive of the work that a consultant could provide when reviewing the finances of the county's struggling nursing home. Alan Nudo, who also sits on the county's new nursing home board of directors, will discuss a potential $160,000 contract with Management Performance Associates with that committee tomorrow morning. The nursing home faces monthly deficits of about $100,000, partly because a nursing shortage has forced the facility to hire more expensive contract nurses. But Nudo says a disproportionately high number of Medicaid patients compared to those on Medicare is his chief concern.
And with that comes marketing. Positive attitude about what the nursing home has always brought to the county residents as far as its ability to take care of people in a kind, generous, caring way and still be able to make it on its own in a viable way.
Nudo says right now it's not fair to ask voters for a tax increase until the nursing home gets its internal act together. The home has also been barred from admitting new Medicare or Medicaid patients until alleged infractions are corrected, but could lose state funding for those programs by July 16th. Nudo says the consultant may provide some expertise on that issue over time, but says the home's administrator and staff need to address it now given the time constraints. If it's approved by the committee tomorrow, the advisory committee, the consultant contract would come before the county board next week, along with a plan to lend the nursing home nearly $600,000, and Nudo says he backs both. The search for a new fire chief in the city of Champaign has taken months, but it's apparently come down to one candidate. That candidate has a long background with the city. In fact, Doug Forsman was the fire chief for 12 years, dating back to 1980. He left in 1992 and is currently a fire chief in Greeley, Colorado. But Forsman applied for the Champaign chief's post, and city manager Steve Carter says he's got the inside track to be hired.
He was just so much stronger than everybody else, and the fact that he'd been a successful chief here for 12 years a few years ago, everyone thought, well, let's interview him and see how that goes.
Carter says Forsman has maintained close ties in the Champaign area since he left. Carter credits the 43-year veteran of firefighting with several advances in his previous tenure, including helping launch the countywide MetCat emergency dispatch system. Forsman will interview with city officials on Friday, then will meet with Illinois Fire Service Institute officials on Monday. If he's officially chosen, he'll succeed David Pennacook, who retired last December. Salmonella contaminated tomatoes have left over 150 people sick in 17 different states. In East Central Illinois, salmonella concerns have left some local restaurants pulling tomatoes from their menus. Pedro Lopez is a manager at Dos Reales in Urbana. He says the restaurant is still serving salsa because his salsa supplier says their tomatoes are fine, but he's not putting tomatoes in their other food. He says most customers haven't even noticed.
The customer, they don't have any reaction. The people still eating like normal.
The FDA has determined that tomatoes from California and Florida are fine, but they still don't know where the contaminated tomatoes are coming from. A 150-mile stretch of the Mississippi River will be temporarily shut to barges later this week. That's because heavy rains have been raising the river well past flood stage, as Sam Hudzik reports.
Locks on the Mississippi from just past the Quad Cities all the way to Hannibal, Missouri, will be closed for about 2 weeks. Ron Fournier with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says this is only the second time since 2001 high water shut down the locks. The other time was last month. Before the river level rises too high, Fournier says the Corps needs to pull its equipment from the water.
The pumps would be ruined. The electric would be ruined. You stand the risk, of course, of electrocuting yourself if you're out there on the lock wall because there'd be under live electricity. So you really just can't keep the lock operating when it's underwater.
This is especially bad news for barge operators. An industry group says the closure will cost millions of dollars a day and could cause backlogs on the system for months to come. I'm Sam Hudzik.
Champaign City Council is getting behind the celebration of Abraham Lincoln's bicentennial next year with a $15,000 contribution. Members have their preliminary approval to spend the money on three Lincoln-related projects. The most lasting one will be a new historical marker, noting the site of the Goose Creek Congregational Church on First Street. Lincoln once spoke at the church, which was noted for its opposition to slavery. Barb Wysocki of the Champaign County Lincoln Bicentennial Commission says the marker will be one of a series of Looking for Lincoln markers, noting Lincoln-related sites throughout the state. And she says it will benefit from a substantial marketing campaign.
This gives Champaign access to all of the advertising, all of the tourism.